Farage slams Prince Harry's despicable public betrayal of his family. By Victoria Friedman on March 8, 2021. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has criticized Prince Harry for his despicable betrayal of his family during a tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey. The interview between the famed talk show host, television actress Meghan Markle, and the sixth in line to the British throne aired in the United States on Sunday night, in which the formerly senior royal couple made a wide range of claims, including remarks from Prince Harry where he appeared to criticize his family, notably his father, the Prince of Wales, Prince Charles. Prince Harry told Ms. Winfrey that he felt let down by his father, claiming that Prince Charles had stopped taking my calls leading up to the announcement that he would be stepping back from royal life in January 2020, according to footage of the show reported by the BBC. Harry said, "I feel really let down because he's been through something similar. He knows what pain feels like, and Archie's his grandson. But at the same time, of course, I will always love him. But there's a lot of hurt that's happened, and I will continue to make it one of my priorities to try and heal that relationship." On his older brother, the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, Harry said that while he loves him, we were on different paths. On the criticisms leveled against his father and the slight to his brother, Brexit leader Nigel Farage said, "Prince Harry's public betrayal of his family is despicable." Speaking later to talk radio on Monday morning, Mr. Farage responded to claims that a member of the royal family was querying the prospective color of Meghan's then-unborn baby's skin. Mr. Farage said, "If she is trying to point the finger of racism at the British royal family, I think we should point back to Americans who have swallowed that hook, line, and sinker and say this: for nearly 70 years, the Queen has headed up the Commonwealth, an organization with 2.3 billion people in it, the vast majority of whom are Asian and Black. Not just the Queen but the extended royal family have done all they can for the Commonwealth. The idea that the royal family is racist does not actually stand up to 70 years of loyal and dedicated service." Highlighting that many expectant families speculate on what their unborn relatives would look like, Mr. Farage continued, "So if somebody in the royal family made an inappropriate comment, that is possible, but it's being used to damage the monarchy. And whatever I think of Meghan Markle, giving the performance of her life as an actress, the person I'm really angry with is Prince Harry. To betray your family in public like that is nothing short of despicable." While both Meghan and Harry had called Queen Elizabeth II wonderful, the prince made other extraordinary claims that sought to paint his family in an unfavorable light, such as alleging that they had literally cut me off financially in the first 3 months of 2020. He also implied that his royal penury threatened the safety of his wife and son, effectively claiming he was forced to sign the deals with Spotify and Netflix because I had to afford security for us. Harry also credited Meghan with freeing him from the royal family, saying, "I wouldn't have been able to, because I myself was trapped." He continued, "I didn't see a way out. I was trapped, but I didn't know I was trapped." Before alleging, "My father and my brother, they are trapped." On whether Harry had failed to prepare his 94-year-old grandmother for the news that he was stepping down, he said, "I've never blindsided my grandmother. I have too much respect for her." The airing of the program is ill-timed, with Harry's grandfather and husband of the Queen, Prince Philip, 99, currently in hospital recovering from treatment for a heart problem. While Buckingham Palace has at the time of reporting not given an official response to the program, the Associated Press quoted sources from the Sunday Times that the Queen would not be watching the interview.